Happy New Year. I'm so glad you decided to join me for Glorious Living. This is our first program of the new year, so get ready because we have a great study about praying and staying ready. Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis, and today in Studio C, Chrissy and I are going to study the Word of God together with you. Welcome, Chrissy.
Welcome to you, Pastor Kathy. And guess what, everybody? It's a new year. Happy New Year to all of you.
Yes, another new year to study the Word of God, to get right. 2026, can you believe it?
I know, it's awesome, and I just am expecting so much this year. Another year of learning and growing in the Word of God to live gloriously all the days of our life. Is that awesome?
Amen. And this year, we're celebrating 50 years of ministry here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
That's
Can
amazing.
You believe it?
50
you weren't even born, darling.
No, I wasn't. I'm still sort of young, but I actually have a great testimony that goes along with that.
Good.
We have a glorious story from a viewer. They say, I have been watching you for over 30 years. I'm 34, almost 35. And your program still bless me. What's most important is that you are teaching me to live the way the Lord wants me to live, which is blessed. Thank you. And isn't that the truth?
And it's living gloriously. And that's what this program's all about. We're teaching people. We've been doing it for several years now. How long is it?
Oh, goodness.
Since 22?
I think it was 2021 we started.
Wow.
And it's just been an absolute blessing. People are having their lives transformed by the Word of God, realizing the truth that God said, you know, on earth as it is in heaven. That's a real statement. And we can live on earth as it is in heaven,
and
because Jesus said it.
That's right. It's good news.
It is good
news. That you
news.
Can use.
Good news you can use.
A lot of people don't know that, but that's why we're dedicated to telling you about that here at Glorious Living. From time to time, we'll have testimonies, people that come in and give their share their story. But a lot of the time lately, you and I have been studying through the Bible.
Yes, it's so awesome. We've been using articles from our magazine, which is also in books. And it's just so rich because you read it in print and then you get a whole new angle on it when we chat together. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes Boss has an article or a message and we expound on it too. So it's just you keep growing and growing in the revelation of God.
Right. And you know, even though maybe we have read the article, maybe you've heard the sermon, but when we sit there and break it down, we apply it to us personally today.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit always does something. He breathes on it and helps
yes,
us to say and do things that I believe really connects with you.
I agree.
So let us know if you're watching and how long you've been watching and how this program has been blessing your life, because it always is an encouragement to Chrissy and I.
I know. I grow and I'm excited about this year and what we're going to be learning, because every year, we take it up a notch.
That's right. And this year, our theme, Jesse, is going to be preaching it at Covenant Church on Sunday morning, January the 4th.
Yes.
And that's just in a few days from now if you're watching this live, or just because we post these on Friday, right?
Yes, on Friday.
So Sunday, Jesse will be preaching. Sometimes people watch this a little later in the week, but you can still go and grab that message. And he's going to be sharing the theme for this year, as well as just launching the 50th year of ministry.
I know. It's so awesome. So if you can, be with us. Come to Covenant Church and take a trip down here in Destrehan, Louisiana. We got some good food. We got good word from
That's
Brother
right.
Jesse.
Great worship.
It's going to be wonderful. And if not, if you can't make it, watch online, definitely, because you're going to get so much revelation from this theme. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely awesome.
Yeah, well, today we're going to study about something that's in our ministry magazine for January, but it's also a chapter from my book.
Yes.
And it's about praying and staying ready. It's one of the chapters in here. Prayer is such an important thing. It's transformed my life. It has made a difference between success and failure, you know, because I have another book that's called Suited for Success. But all of that was grounded on basically going to God first, praying based on His Word, because when you pray according to His Word, you know you're going to get answers. You know you're praying along with God's will, and God's will never fails.
Amen. I love that, Pastor Kathy. And it's so true, the power of prayer. People watch the ministry and they see your life, they see Brother Jesse's life and how you have that communication with the Lord, and they think, well, that's not possible for me. I've messed up. I can't have that closeness. And that's a lie from the devil, because I know you and Boss always encourage everybody that you can have that closeness with God. That's what you were designed for,
to
be close to Him. So
right. He wants to hear your voice. He loves you, created you. And when we speak to Him, we connect with Him, it gives Him entrance into our life, gives Him a place to come in and move through us.
Amen.
And gives us wisdom through the Holy Spirit. And the Word of God is filled with that. And so we're going to study that today.
Ooh, I'm excited.
We're going to begin by turning to the book of Luke, chapter 12. And we're going to talk again about praying and staying ready. You know, it just reminded me, and in my article, I talk about this, how every time Jess and I get in a car, we have this same conversation. And a lot of couples have this same understanding, and they realize, where are you going to go? Jess, I'll ask Jesse, where you want to go? He'll ask me, and we say, well, I don't know, where do you want to go?
Yeah, all the time.
Back and forth, like a little volleyball. After a while, he says, no, you pick. And so I know that when he says you pick, he means out of the four or five places that he would want to go.
Exactly. That's right.
Do y'all have that?
Yes, we do. It takes us more time, whether it's going out to eat together, where do you want to go? Or watching a movie, well, what do you want to watch? We spend more time browsing through the channels or thinking about it than we actually do watching the actual movie.
Yeah, so. Well, you know, that's really a nice thing, I guess. They're not just pushing. You have a say-so in it.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, we just go back and forth. You know, that's what couples do. Yeah. But we love that. But we usually, you know, at frustration, I usually pick because he doesn't want to pick. And then so when we get there, we're finally excited about it because in anticipation fills the air about where we're going to go. We're going to eat this place, thinking about what we're going to eat or what we're going to do. And so it's just a normal thing we do. But it fills the air because we're all dressed up. And
that's
we're ready
right.
to go.
You're ready to go.
We're ready to go, and we're ready. And so that's what this study is kind of like about. It's a little introduction into the whole concept, because you have to, first of all, think about what you want in order to be ready. And the Bible is filled with promises. And so when we're praying and staying ready, and it opens up all the possibilities. So just, you're going to learn some things today. I believe that's going to help you in this new year. That's why I chose this subject to start the new year, because all of us have resolutions. Maybe some of you do. Write down things you want to accomplish this year. Maybe
new
you
year.
Had things that were on the list from last year that didn't get done yet. You're still moving towards something.
That's right. Baby steps, right? New year, new me. Like, we're just going to keep on proclaiming that we will stay ready this year. We're going to get
with
it.
And, you know, thinking about how do you stay ready? Well, you stay ready by spending time with God, letting the Holy Spirit speak to our hearts, and be aware that He is with you. He never leaves you, forsakes you. And so your ear is open to Him, so you're ready to hear from Him. And as Christians, it's our responsibility to stay ready.
Oh, this is great.
And we're
going
to begin with just one verse of Scripture. I want you to read Luke chapter 12, verse 35.
Yes.
This translation that you're going to read that I found for us is in the New American Standard Bible, but it reads very similar in other translations. Go ahead, Chrissy.
Yes, it says, be dressed in readiness and keep your lamps lit.
Yeah, that's good.
And King James Version says, let your loins be girded about. That's good, too.
Yeah, and so a lot of people didn't know what loins be girded about. I remember when I first read that, I said, what are they talking about? That sounds so foreign to me. But now I looked it up, and it refers to the long flowing robes that were normal dress of that day. And if anybody was serious about working, they had to secure their robe with a sash or a girdle or a belt or something so that it wouldn't hinder their work.
Wow.
And to get that same point across today, people would say, roll up your sleeves.
Yeah,
we're
going
to get
busy.
And they all know that means it's time to get to work.
Yeah.
When I think about being dressed in readiness, I can't help but thinking about a song that I heard many years ago.
I love when you do this. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I don't really remember the title, but it says something like, put on your red dress, mama, because we're going out tonight.
Yeah, put on your red dress, mama. That's so good.
Yeah, that just tells me, it makes us feel like, you know, you're filled with expectation. You're filled with joy about what's going to happen.
I know.
That, to me, is a great concept to think about, even though it's a fun kind of song to think about. But God wants us to be ready and expectant.
Exactly.
You know, about
and
what
you're
he's
right,
doing.
Especially for us girls, when we're putting on our good clothes, when we're getting ready to go out with our husbands, our boyfriends, whatever, there is an anticipation. You get excited.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's going to be a great night filled with memories, making memories. And so I love that we use that reference to talk about staying ready for God, because there's so many exciting things awaiting us when we stay ready and we stay linked up to Him, His Word, and His presence.
That's so
good.
But
it can't happen unless we actually do something to stay ready.
Yeah, and since this program is starting maybe on the 2nd, I think is when it first launches, maybe you've already written down some things that you're expecting God for. You know, what are you ready for? Think about that. If you have it, think about it right now. What do you want to see happen in your life in 2026? It's a brand new year, great time to get started thinking, making new goals, having new visions, because God wants, and I've had so many dreams and visions over the years, and I remember writing them down, and sometimes they didn't occur in that first year.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was 2 or 3 years. It's a lot of, I've had so many what I call faith projects and visions that I've had and dreams, things I want to see happen, whether it's my life personally, financially, home-wise, just family things that I was believing for breakthrough in my household. My family's getting saved. I mean, you just name it. There were so many things we wanted to do in the ministry.
That's
I have projects even going on right now in the ministry that
That's
I'd spent on my heart for at least a year or more. And it's still, it's going to come to pass.
It will.
I have to stay ready, have to stay expectant, have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and search out the Word of God and then feed on that and expect it.
Amen.
And this is what God wants us to do.
I love that you mentioned that because some of you might be watching and say, well, you know what? It didn't happen in 2025. Oh, no, you keep going. I love when we say that time is not a factor.
Right.
Don't be defeated by time. Make sure that you stay in step with God because it will happen in His perfect time and planning as well.
Yeah, years ago, I preached a sermon called Beware of the Dream Killers. And I remember telling Jesse the title. He loved it. And
it
he gave
good.
Me a statement to put in it, which I did. He says, just remember, Kathy, he says, dreams don't have an expiration date. And they really don't. So even though maybe 25 has expired, it's no longer 2025, the dream that God gave you in 2025 is, if it hasn't been fulfilled, just don't give up on it. Just keep moving forward because God has a plan to see it come to pass.
Amen.
I mean, there's things that have to line up and get in order. And you know, many times there's delays that come. Many of them is not because of your own doing, but it's other situations. God is dealing with other people's will or just things had to come into the fullness of time. Even just think when Jesus was born in the fullness of time.
Amen. Right.
And the time factor is so important. In fact, even when Jesus was on the earth, there were things that he stepped away from because he told the people, be quiet, don't tell anybody about what I did for you, because he knew that it would bring attention to him. And the some of that attention was going to be attention of jealousy.
Yes.
And they would try to kill him before the time. But at the fullness of time, at the right moment, at the right time is when he went to the cross. Nobody took his life. He gave it up.
Amen.
And so this is what we have to know. And so
good.
Today we're still studying about staying and being ready. And we're going to turn to Luke chapter 24.
So good.
Chrissy's going to read a verse of scripture because I wanted you to know that after his resurrection, Jesus told the disciples about an adventure that they were about to begin. They were about to be dressed in readiness by the Holy Spirit. And Chrissy's going to read Luke chapter 24, verse 49. If you have a Bible, follow along. She's reading the New American Standard Version.
So good. It says, "And behold, I am sending forth the promise, stay until you are clothed with power from on high." That is just a powerful scripture. When you read it in that way, just stay clothed, get ready.
Yeah.
And just... it applies to all of us at every time, not just to them, but to us now.
Well, Jesus wanted his disciples to know how to receive the promise. They would need to be clothed with the Holy Spirit with power to witness, power to heal the sick, power to deliver the oppressed, and to overcome the world. So this was a power that Jesus flowed in. In fact, the Bible tells us in Acts, he says how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. He walked and flowed in that power, and he knew that when he left the earth, he had already promised his disciples that the works that Jesus did, he says, the work that I do, you're going to do it, and you're going to do it even greater. How could that even happen? Well, they needed that same Holy Ghost that was with him, that everywhere he went, he was led by the Spirit of God, and he did what God told him to do, only said what God told him to say. And this is how he expected us to operate.
Yes.
The same Holy Ghost power that was available for the disciples is available for us too.
Amen. I'm telling you what, a lot of us in the new year turn in podcasts for like self-help or trying to get motivated. I don't know about you, but that verse right there motivates me so much, knowing that same Holy Ghost who filled them up, that the Lord promised them, belongs to us.
Yeah.
To me, that's just such a great, beautiful promise to hold on to for you to take into your new year.
Yeah, and then what I love that part of that verse, it says, stay. Stay until you're clothed with power. They had an assignment to go. In fact, we're probably not going to get into the whole thing about being filled in the day of Pentecost, but they had to go to the upper room and the Holy Ghost came down. Now, today we don't have to tarry and wait for the Holy Ghost because he came down on the day of Pentecost. Today we can enter into that. We can stay in God's presence and allow the Holy Spirit to empower us to help us understand the Word of God to fill us with a new strength and a new power to be able to move out and go where He's told us to go, instead of being affected by our past or what we used to do or what happened in 2025.
Exactly.
We're on a new road today.
That. Yeah, we're leaving that in the past and we're moving
it's
forward.
It's in the rearview
Jesus.
Mirror. That's where it belongs.
That's what I'm saying. Like, leave it back there and keep on going, because it's a new year, it's a new day. And I mean, God is just so good. His promises are so beautiful. Staying ready is all we need to do.
That's right.
I'm ready too.
We're getting dressed up.
I'm girding my loins
readiness.
In truth. Yes, I'm ready.
We're going to turn to Ephesians chapter 6 in our study today. This chapter lets us know that we have to put on the whole armor of God, and this is how we can be dressed in readiness and stand against the schemes of the devil. And we're going to read this in Ephesians chapter 6, and we're going to begin in verse 14. This is also the New American Standard Bible. Chrissy's going to read through verse 18.
Nice, yes. It says, "Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, in addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints."
I love that. You know, this is the whole armor of God. A lot of people are taught this. They teach this to their children. Mm-hmm. Come on, before you go to school, let's put on your whole armor of
exactly.
God. Exactly. Just take on your, cover yourself with the truth, put on the breastplate of righteousness.
Yep.
Your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of
yep.
peace. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is your only weapon, really, and the helmet of salvation. You get
so
dressed,
good.
And that's dressed in readiness. But, you know, a lot of people quote that whole verse, but they forget to put in verse 18, which I think is the most important part of that verse, because it talks about how that you to pray, to be alert and be in readiness, all perseverance and petition for all. So it's a prayer stance. So it's you're on your knees praying before God. And I remember years ago, I got a vision of that, how this is a well-armed soldier with all the weaponry, all the armor that we just read about on this soldier, but he wasn't standing up. He was on one knee looking forward, and he was praying about some things, and he was fully ready for any attack. And so, but it was the alert. It was the eyes watching and being ready. So being dressed in readiness is not just putting on the armor. It's having a heart that's seeking God and searching the scriptures and being aware.
This is so good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because sometimes we can just pray, but we're not actually paying attention to what God is showing us, because mm-hmm. He's constantly bringing forth people and putting us in places and giving us opportunities to share the gospel with people, mm-hmm. to be ready. And sometimes we're just kind of in our own little world, not paying attention, but it's both. You're praying and you're being alert and sober-minded mm-hmm. to see where He's placed you and to act on what He's called you to do.
That's so good. I'm just thinking about how prayer is more than just saying words and then just leaving them there. Mm-hmm. Prayer is saying words that you believe in your heart, and you're saying it with your mouth. And so therefore, you've said it and believed it. Then when you look up, you're going to be looking for the manifestation
Amen.
Of that thing. Okay, now where's that promise God gave me?
Amen.
What does He want me to do to walk towards that?
Yes.
And that's what's so important. We have to be aware of the things that rob us of time with God in prayer, because that's the attack of the enemy to try to pull us off course. He knows the devil knows more than anyone that that's a vital ingredient. This is why he wants to pull you off and make you think that your prayers are not effective.
Wow.
But they are so effective and so necessary. And it's a vital part of being ready and staying ready.
Oh, that's so good. I feel like that applies to many of you as well as myself. I'm thinking of all the distractions that happen during the day-to-day of your busy life, or things that can pull you off course. It's just a new year to shake those things off. If they're not serving you, if they're not serving God, get rid of them and step into the things that are benefiting your relationship with Him.
Yeah, prioritize your life. Yeah. You know, so often, I know right now, the first of the year, a lot of people are a real diet craze, or maybe starting a new exercise program.
Drinking their water, staying hydrated.
Yeah, because of all the calories you may have taken on at Christmas time, which are good. It's good to feast.
It's in the past,
good to feast, but in the natural, people aren't upset, or they understand when you say, "Oh no, I'm not eating that. I'm taking care of my body, my earth suit, or whatever. I'm exercising. I'm eating right."
Yep.
Well, those things are good to pay attention to, but we need to pay attention to our spirit, our inward heart, and realize that this is really where we live from the outside in,
That's
not from the outside We lead from the inside out, not from the outside in. We are spirit beings and we're created in God's image and his likeness. And if we're going to thrive in these other areas outside, we have to start first with a pure heart.
That's right.
So we need to be aware of the things that rob you of your time. And when you spend time with God, you're never going to be caught off guard. God is always going to show you. You're going to become sensitive to hear and obey the promptings of the Holy Spirit. So you become more alert and ready at every moment to resist the devil.
That's right. That's important.
Yeah. And there's so many scriptures here we're going to read. We're not going to have you turn to them all, but we're just going to read just little portions of these scriptures. And you maybe can write down the reference point. And just know that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6 and 8, it tells us to be alert and be sober. It says, put on the breastplate of faith and love. So this is something that we do. We're alert. We put on the breastplate. And what does that even sound look like? You know, you hear these words, but it's just believing in your heart what God's word said.
That's right.
And making a determination to live your life that way.
Exactly. When you hear the word sober, you think of, sometimes I think of alcohol when people say, oh, I'm 5 months sober, I'm a year sober. And they're celebrating because they went from having something they were addicted to that was causing them to stay off course, or, you know, they call them spirits for a reason because a spirit, you know, of alcoholism is in them and they're not being able to clearly think, maybe become abusive. But we celebrate when we're sober in that sense. Mm-hmm. We need to celebrate the fact that we stay sober in the Word of God.
Yeah, you're serious about living holy for God. Mm-hmm. So be alert and sober. You're thoughtful about what He's telling you to do. And then 1 Peter, also similar verse of scripture, chapter 1, verse 13 says, prepare your minds for action.
Ooh, that's good.
Keep sober in spirit.
Yeah.
It says that there too.
And
then again in 1 Peter chapter 5, now Peter was one who really needed to talk about this because he had a what we call a foot and mouth disease.
There's many verses where you're like,
he was always putting his foot in it.
Idea.
You know?
Yeah.
But I love Peter because God reveals how his humanity, how he was. And so many of us are like Peter a lot of times, but just to know that God never gave up on him either. In fact, I remember when before going to the cross, Jesus gave Peter these great instructions. He says, Satan has desired to sift you. Yep. He says, but I've prayed for you. And when you're converted, he says, strengthen the brethren. So God saw the attack that was coming, and God also sees the attacks that the enemy launches against us. This is why it's important for us to be sober of spirit, be on the alert, because our adversary, the word tells us, the devil prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Right. But if you're standing on the Word of God, seeking God's presence, the devil won't be able to devour you. You're going to devour him instead, and you're going to be victorious.
Hallelujah. You're stirring me up, Pastor Kathy. That's so good because you're right. We all can kind of relate to Peter and about all of the things he did. It might not have been perfect in that time, but God still used him in such a mighty way. He can use us. And I love when you said that he was praying for him. Jesus prayed for Peter. Well, Jesus is our intercessor. He's praying for us.
Yeah.
And we have him. So to me, we got this.
That's right.
Don't be full of fear this new year, whatever it looks like, these circumstances of the new year coming against you. No, we have Jesus on our side.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way to stay ready, is knowing that.
That's so good. And the Word of God clearly shows us that it's important for us to be sober, vigilant, instant, in season and out of season, and ready for action.
Amen.
I love that.
So
God's Word is so filled with so many powerful things. We're going to turn now to Luke chapter 10, because we all know people that fly through life by the seat of their pants, never giving a single thought about eternity. They spend more time preparing for a day at the beach than they do in planning their eternal destination.
Yes.
You know, I used to be that way. I mean, I think about it. It wasn't unusual for me to lay awake for hours thinking about the next project or how I was going to rearrange the living room furniture. Just rattle on back and forth with that. I got caught up in what was considered important at the moment and not really thinking about my future. But God has a great plan that he wants us to realize that he has a plan for our life.
Yes.
You know, I wasn't the only one like that. Martha was that way.
I know. We talk on Martha, Martha, Martha.
We're going to read a little bit about Martha before we close today.
We can learn from Martha.
So maybe you're like a Peter or maybe you're like a Martha, but They all had a great future, and God had a great plan for their life. Let's read what Martha did in Luke 10, Chrissy, beginning in verse 38.
All right, it says, "Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all of her preparations, and she came up to him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me.' But the Lord answered and said unto her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'"
I love that.
That's so good.
She is so inspiring because, and God had, he didn't condemn her, but just showed her a better way. Martha wanted everything to be perfect for Jesus, but she forgot the one important thing, and that was the condition of her heart. And that's why it's so important that we see this verse of scripture here at the beginning of this new year. We can't get distracted by all the cares of getting the new year straight, making sure you're maybe exercising enough times or eating the right things.
Yes.
The most important thing is to get your heart right. Get serious about your heart with God. Spend time in the Word. Make sure you're faithful to serve Him and go to church and put Him first. You know, a lot of people put everything else first God, and they end up suffering for it.
That's right.
That's what Jesus told them. Look, I'm not going to take away from Mary. You know, it's going to all get done.
Exactly.
You just have to be sensitive to that.
That's so true. And I can relate to that. You know, when I look back on my own life, every time I put Jesus first and I spent time in the Word, everything else fell into place. Mm-hmm. And things just got easier. And I got more disciplined in my life in all different areas just because I sought the Holy Spirit in that direction.
Right.
It just unfolds. It kind of unravels into a beautiful journey. The life becomes less chaotic. You're filled with more peace because you're with the Prince of Peace, and it's not such an effort. All you have to do is give it to Him and fellowship with Him, and then things just start coming into line.
I love that. I hope that you enjoyed this study that we have. There's so much more in this article. You can read it in our magazine. It talks a lot about the return of Jesus, how you have to be watching for Him and staying ready in that way. But we can't get caught up in what seems to be the need of the moment and never take the time to hear the words of Jesus.
Right.
He always has clear direction to help you find an abundant life on earth and eternal life in heaven.
Amen.
And today, as you've been studying along with us in our first program of Glorious Living
so
in the
good.
New year, we pray that God has touched your life and blessed you in a significant way. In fact, we want to pray with you because the Holy Spirit is leading us to speak these words and I believe it's touching your heart. Father, I thank you for every person that's studying the Word of God with us today. Lord, prepare them for the life that they have ahead. Let them know that as they're staying ready and listening to your voice, you can lead and guide them into all truth. Bless them today, Lord. If they don't know you, reveal yourself to them. Lord, reveal your perfect plan for their life and let them know that everything that you dream and desire you've placed upon their heart can come to pass when they put their full trust in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Ooh, that was some good stuff.
I know.
Pastor Kathy, I have so much fun reading the Word with you, talking about Jesus, talking about the presence, and learning how to pray. It's so important. And we just did a little snippet of this.
I know.
It's so much.
There's so much more there. But you can always pick it up in my book that's there, The Power of Prayer.
It's amazing.
See that and more subjects to help you to make sure that you're on the right track, especially as we begin this new year.
That's right. We have so many wonderful resources. You can pick this book up. There's also other resources on jdm.org. We have an app with over 530 messages that you can tap into absolutely free. Wonderful messages about prayer, staying close to Jesus. I mean, it's so awesome.
And it'll equip you for the new year ahead.
It will.
And all of this is made possible by our wonderful partners. So partners, thank you for helping us do all that we've done all these years, beginning another 50th year of ministry. Together, we're going to go into all the world and preach the gospel. We're going to be reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time, all because of you, partners. Thank you so much. And you know, if you're not a partner, you can become one. All the information for that is on the screen. You can give a one-time donation or join with us monthly because God is calling us to do amazing things to reach more people all over the world. A lot of people need to know that they can live a glorious life, that they can live an overcoming life, because Jesus is the reason for everything that we do.
I know. I love Him so much. I love Jesus. We love you. And it's just so great to be able to chat about the goodness of God each week. So yes. I know you've been blessed. I know I have. Comment, let us know. If you're a new viewer as well, let us know if you've just started watching or maybe you've been with us from the beginning. Let us know. We want to rejoice with you.
Yeah,
it's been awesome.
Share it with someone that needs to hear this because everyone is at the first of the year are ready to do good things for their life, for their family, and for God. And these programs that we're doing are going to do that. It's going to ignite their heart and change their life. So God bless you and thank you for joining Chrissy and I.
Yes.
We look forward to see you next week right here in Studio C. God bless and Happy New Year. Yes.